This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. As-salatu was-salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وقال تعالى وعاشروهن بالمعروف صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we are all aware that in our community we have different challenges. One of the challenges that is facing us is the fact that we find great amount of turmoil, great amount of arguments and disputes in our family life. We also find that many a times we see a rise in divorces in our community, which is very, very unfortunate. Because although permitted, Islam does not like divorces. It has shown its repugnance for divorces. And it is said, "Inna abghadul halal," the most worst of all the things that Allah has made permitted. Now, one of the things that I feel that maybe many a times you and I, the mistake we make is we don't take examples from Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala says, "Lakad kana lakum fi Rasulillahi uswatun hasana." In the life of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is a perfect example of how to lead your life. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is an example as a da'i. He's an example as a military leader. He's an example in every walk of life as a businessman. And that is why Allah brought different situations upon our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One thing that we don't sometimes realize, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a husband. How did Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fulfill his rights as a husband? Today I'm going to be making mention of some of the qualities that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam displayed and the attitude he had towards his marriages, and that is why his marriages were so successful. The wives of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there were many, 11, right? But yet they loved him more than anything else. There was never any type of situation ever in the life of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he lifted his hands on his wives or he abused them, never. So today the first few things I'm going to say, the first thing is his general interaction. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to eat with his wives, used to sit with them, used to enjoy their company. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, har shay mein namuna. Aur aaj hum bayan kar rahe hain Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam behaviyat-e-khawand. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ka ravaiya apne biwiyon ke saath bahut hi zyada acha raha. He used to eat with them. He used to have great amount of love for them, muhabbat for them. So much so that he used to put food in their mouth. He used to say, to put food in the mouth of your wife is sadaqah. He used to say, put food in the wife, food of in the mouth of your wife is sadaqah. Sometimes to show his love. When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala used to eat a piece of meat, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to turn the meat around and eat exactly where she used to eat from, just to show his love. She used to drink water, he used to turn the glass around and drink water from exactly where she used to. He used to keep himself he used to keep himself tidy. When he used to come to the masjid, before he used to come to the home, he used to make his miswak. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make miswak before coming into the house. He used to have great amount of romance and affection for his wife. So much so today I always tell people, why do you want to go and learn romance and affection to your wife from somewhere else, from the Western civilization? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sleep on my lap. I used to comb Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hair. And there's a famous, you know, in Masjid al-Nabawi, there's a famous pillar, Istiwana al-Sarih. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, while in itikaf, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to lay down on that pillar. Hazrat Aisha used to put oil on the head of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and put oil. I'm not saying there's no pillar here that you can do that with your wife. So I'm not saying you must do it here. I'm not giving a masala. I'm giving you what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. He used to talk to his wives. He used to take out time. But he had the right balance. The right balance is so important. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha used to say, he used to be speaking with us. The moment the azan went, it was as if we did not exist. Then he used to go directly to the masjid. Not that you spend so much time with your wife, you forget your salat. The moment the azan went, there was a change in the color of the face of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes he used to listen to poetry from his wives. There was a very famous incident of a person, you know, there was nine few women got together and they said, we're going to make mention of our husbands in a poetic form, in poetry. So they started speaking poetry about their husbands. And it became part of great Arabic literature. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard it from his wives. They used to make mention, Ya Rasulullah, this is poetry, and they used to read it to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even had leisure time. So the first thing that we have, understand that. The second thing is that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to help in household chores. Garelu maamalat, maamalat mein Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ghar mein madad farmate the. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, she was asked, what did Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do at home? She said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do chores for his family. He used to even make up his own, stitch his own clothes, clean his own shoes. He used to do this, he used to even clean the house. In today, Gujarati ma prakye, ke koi khawan evo kare, to apke hai to bhai loche. But now what Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it, is there anything greater than that? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam helped at home. It didn't undermine his prestige. It didn't undermine his dignity and his greatness. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at home was a person of the house. He helped and he showed assistance. He knew the situation with regard to women. Like the very famous incident, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu came to give dawah to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, you know, bring... You be the 14th person, bring other people, you 15 people, you come to my house for da'wat. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the people of Khandaq, Ya Ahle Khandaq, Alumu ila Khada'i Jabir. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has given you da'wat. Cook for 15 people. And how much people is invited? 1500 people. Now Jabir started running to the house. What did our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? He understood the wife is going to get, you know, heart attack. Now, for 15 people, 1500 people coming, what she's going to do? Oh Jabir, tell your wife not to take out the pot from the fire. Not to take out the pot from the fire. He understood immediately she's going to get excited. So you need to understand that. So what did he do? Don't take out the pot. I'll come, I'll take out the pot, it will be sufficient. Second thing is, understand the Garelu Muamalat and help in that. Thirdly, he was attuned to their feelings. He knew their emotions, he knew their happiness, he knew their sadness. Unke jazbaat se waqif the. Apne biwi ki jana jazbaat se aapko waqif hona chahiye. And I make mention of this very famous incident. Many a times I've made mention. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day told Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, oh Aisha, I know exactly when you are happy with me. And when things are not going so well, you are not so happy, you got some certain issues. Ya Rasulullah, how do you know? So the Arabs, when they were used to speak, they used to speak a lot with qasam. What qasam utate the? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you are happy with me, when you speak, you say, Rabbi Muhammad, by the Lord of Muhammad. And when you're not so happy, there is some tension, something in your heart, you say, Rabbi, Ya Rabbi Ibrahim, by the Lord of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Do we know apne biwi ke jazbaat se hum waqif hai ya nahi? Do we know their moods? Do we know their emotions? Do we know there are certain times in the months where automatically they are moody? Do we know that? We are supposed to know it because Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew it. The fourth thing I'm going to make mention of, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam made mashura with them. And certain type of things we have to make mashura with them. He's a good friend of mine, he always tells me, he say, make mashura with your wife. If, for example, she wants to make a yellow curtain and you like a blue curtain, what difference does it make to you? She's going to stay in the house. So if she puts up that particular type of curtain which she likes, what difference does it make to you as a man? Uske upar sare jhagra. Now you're sitting and fighting with regard to the color of the curtain. Does it make sense? She's the one she's mostly going to be. So, and make mashura with her. Even if you have to do something, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made mashura. And he accepted his wife, although he was a Nabi of Allah. Sometimes he was, you know, in anxious. He came after Hudaybiyah. He came into the tent. Umm Salma radiallahu anha, they also knew Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mood. Ya Rasulullah, what is wrong? You are looking worried. Oh, my wife, Umm Salma. You know, normally when I tell my Sahaba to do something, they immediately do it. Now I told them the peace treaty has been signed. You have to come out of ihram. Go and shave your hair. Come out of your ihram. Koi nahi kar raha, no one is doing it. Umm Salma said, what a great woman of wisdom she was. She said, Ya Rasulullah, they are not doing it because they are rebellious. They don't want to obey you. They are disappointed. And when you look at Hudaybiyah, it was 15 kilometers from Makkah. You 15 kilometers from Makkah, someone tells you, take out ihram and go back home. How will you feel? Ya Rasulullah, they are disappointed. You go in the middle, you go and cut your hair, take out your ihram, everyone will start following. Nabi SAW did that, he went there in the middle, he told someone to cut off his hair, took out his ihram, everyone followed. He didn't say, who are you to give me mashwara? Apne biwi se mashwara lo. And sometimes according to the wisdom, I'm not saying every time, you don't have to do it every time. Depending upon it, you must understand that. Also, what is important is, you must support them in their anxiety. Sometimes you and I, we regard things as, your man, we reckon now, what you're making such a big noise about? But sometimes their anxiety, they know. They have certain types of anxiety. So sometimes when they have anxiety, when they have situation, be a pillar of support for them. Be a pillar of support for your wives. And how many examples can I give? The time doesn't allow me, I'll just give you a few examples. What an amazing thing how Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed. So Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, you know, she was a Jewish woman who came in the nikah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supported her. So one day she came and said, Ya Rasulullah, the other wives are saying, they are Arabs, I'm a Jew, you love them more than what you love me because I'm a Jewish background. Am Gujarati ma kya ekot parayon uchta, biji gam na chhe. So what did Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? He said, next time they tell you, tell them, don't taunt me. My grandfather and my granduncle are Anbiya. They are the prophets of Allah. You don't have prophets of Allah as your grandfathers. Right? And my husband is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't taunt me. So if ever you have a situation in your house that your wife comes from another gam, another village, another background, and the people of your family taunt her, you must stand up to them. And you must support your wife, how Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Hazrat Safiya radiallahu anha one day complained of backache. Right? I also got backache, make dua for me, inshallah. So the backache happened. What did Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Took a small shawl, made it into a ball and said, when you get up onto the camel, your back is sore, put it at the back of yours, it will help you. And then he put his knees there for her to climb up onto the camel. Subhanallah, this is how he had, and he supported them in the anxiety. When she was going for Hajjatul Wida, her camel broke down. Right in the halfway stage. Now she's worried. I don't have another camel. I can't miss out on this Mubarak and blessed journey. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came into the tent. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she was crying, wipe off her tears. And said, don't worry. I will make arrangement for another camel. So this is how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt. It doesn't in any way mean that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't have any type of difficulty with them. Sometimes they were temperaments. Everyone had a different temperament. What is amazing is Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt with everyone according to their temperament. Everyone Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt. Hazrat Aisha was young, ambitious. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt with her. He supported her in the ambition. One Sahabi said, we never saw anyone having more knowledge of hadith, no more knowledge of poetry, no more knowledge of medication than Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. This was in the nikah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He didn't stop and stifle her ambition. He made her one of the greatest in terms of her knowledge. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt with her according to her temperament. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala was matured. He dealt with her. When the first wahi came, he came, where did he go? He didn't go anywhere else. He went to his wife. And I always make mention of this, that a Muslim woman spent half her life looking for a husband, the other half wondering where he is. At least you must tell your husband, you know, your wife where you are. Huh? And tell them properly. They say the 5 minutes, the wife says that I'm getting ready in 5 minutes, and the husband saying I'm coming home in 5 minutes, that 5 minutes are the same. Huh? That 5 minutes are the same. But you must know, at least they must know where you are. It is part and parcel. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever he came to Medina at night, never come immediately into the house? Because at that time we didn't have enough bathrooms, etc. Gave them time to get ready. So he used to camp outside Medina, and then the next morning, now everyone knew, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba here, and the next morning he used to come. So even if you have come 1, 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes, tell the wives you are coming that time. They mustn't come all of a sudden 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, someone is opening the door. They must be aware with regard to it, how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. And sometimes there was. One day Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, while Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in her house, in her room, one of the other wives, you know, sent a food. Now you can imagine, wives are possessive, they are jealous. Now what actually happens? That is she trying to say, I can't cook properly? Right, and sometimes it might happen in our situations also. So send food while was with Hazrat Aisha. Hazrat Aisha was Aisha. Hazrat Aisha was Aisha. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved her, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved her independence. So one day Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha came in the presence of Hazrat Aisha and started saying things to her. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at Aisha, and Aisha looked at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and she's saying that, must I say something? Mustn't I say something? You know, and she saw from the affirmation, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave her permission. And then she started and replying. And Aisha was Aisha. She was very eloquent. When she started giving jawab, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you are the daughter of Abu Bakr. What a jawab you gave. So you see how there was some of the intention. One day the food came, so Hazrat Aisha became possessive. And she threw over the dishes, threw it out. Now the house was right next to the masjid. Right next to the masjid. Now they heard the commotion. You know, the plates are breaking. I heard something last week and I got so disappointed. I said, Ya Allah, we have become so much mantashabbaha biqawmin fawqahum. He who imitates a nation become part of them. They say there is a tradition in one of the communities, a non-Muslim community, that they break plates. They say, our Muslims are breaking plates in weddings. On what? They say, because people are doing it, we are also doing it. Ya Allah, have we become so demeaning, so insignificant, that we don't have pride to how? This, can't you have examples from this? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so there was a whole, you know, clattering of the plates. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't allow the situation to get more worse. Today you and I, as husbands, we are supposed to calm down the situation. One day Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala became angry. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand over, made dua for her and said, Ya Uwayish, why are you getting angry? Huh? This is how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt with it. Here the place broke, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam calmed it down. And when the Sahaba said, what's happening? What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Your mother became possessive. Your mother became possessive and jealous. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam calmed the whole situation. Let me conclude with one more. There are so many other situations that you can mention. I'll just show you when there is muhabbat amongst husband and wife, it becomes a means of hidayat. Hazrat Juwayra radiallahu ta'ala got married to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was from a prominent family. Now there was a battle. That time in a battle, they used to take the women as slaves, and there was allotted. Now slaves as a means, something like, you know, in today's time, taking them and putting them in prison. There was no prison. You become a slave of someone, you're supposed to look after them, care for them. So Juwayra was given in charge of one sahabi by the name of Thabit, and she came and said, Ya Rasulullah, I am such an honorable woman. I am the daughter of the leader of the clan. Take into account my situation and treat me honorably. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam felt a pity, and Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, can I give you a suggestion? Can I free you? And can I get married to you? And she was extremely elated by this. And she came in the company of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She came in the nikah of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do you know what happened? When she came into the nikah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the whole tribe I to amari jamai. I mean, our daughter-in-law. This is our daughter-in-law. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became our jamai. So they all became Muslims. And on the other hand, the entire tribe of hers, they were allotted to people in terms of people taking them into slavery. And then when they said, how can we take these people as slaves? She is our mother. She became our mother. Everyone started freeing those slaves. Everyone. And Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu anha said, I never saw a woman who was more blessed to her family and to her clan and to her tribe the way Hazrat Juwayra radhiyallahu anha was. My dear respected brothers, wallahi lazim, we got the opportunity to behave properly with our wives. And together with that, we can, our houses can become Jannah, and we can become means of hidayat through the means of the beauty and through the means of the muhabbat that we create at home. May Allah Ta'ala give you the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.